Tom, KO4HKX here.
Well, good afternoon, Patrick. And where you be this afternoon? We're heading down to... Let me turn this radio down. Heading down to pick up the daughter. She just had a epidural in her spine. And she called and said we could head out.
My way back from Michelin, but I'm almost home now, which is Lawrence County, South Carolina. About 5-10 minutes away from the house, so...
I hope you had a good sales day down there. We're just going to go out and enjoy this beautiful day after we pick up Amy and take her home, which is down there at Pelham on South Highway 14.
Careful down in that area.
You got to be careful all over this town anymore. Oh, we're just leaving home, Patrick. I haven't even been out to visit the girls this morning, but I'm sure they're all right because took care of them late yesterday afternoon. They're starting to lay real good now. Heck, we got, what, a dozen eggs yesterday? Yeah, we got 12 eggs, and we got 16 chickens, right? Yeah, 16 chickens, so that's not bad.
Three quarters of them laying for you, so that's pretty good odds.
We got one, what do they call that thing? Brown Austra? Oh, Black Austra loaf the other day, by chance. He gave us a new couple of hens, because we got two roosters in the batch. We just like those big brown eggs so much, I think we might get rid of the other six, which I don't know if that's a good idea or not, but they're not laying as regular as these. However, we did get four eggs from them yesterday. They'll probably start laying real good about the time we decide to get those other ones. Then you gotta wait 6 months till they start laying. Well, the other eight are laying regularly. How in the world I get a drop of water on my windshield? I hope that's water. Coming by this old mill up here on Highway 101. More likely it's tree sap or something. Boy, everything's budding out. I pity the poor people with allergies.
It's that time. The dogwoods are in bloom down there, and the pine pollen will be flying.
One drop, of course, is right square in the middle of my vision. And Bernice just washed the car. I hate to turn the wipers on, you know. Ooh, somebody's burning leaves up here. Oh, shoot. Well, I take an allergy pill every night, but I don't know if it does any good or not, but I take it. And I haven't seemed to get stopped up from it, but boy, people suffer during this time of year. And I don't think we're going to do anything else other than come past the mailbox on the way back. What are you going to do the rest of the day when you get home?
I'm going to go home and get me some lunch, and then I may lay down and take me a short nap. I've been up since a little after 4 this morning.
That's really working man's hours. Why you gotta get up so early? Because you gotta get down in this region?
Well, I went all the way down to Lawrence, which is, I don't know, it's a little over 2 hour drive each way.
And how much is the diesel today?
As high as $4.49.
That's sad. Well, did you see where the Russians bombed a nuclear power plant over there and that supplies 25% of Europe's electricity last night? Boy, that guy'll do anything, won't he?
I seen that, and they were saying that would be Chernobyl times 10 if that thing goes up.
It's not leaking any radiation yet, but... they say they're going to hold that as a collateral or bribe, you know, for the rest of their customers there if they don't comply with what they want to do. But, oh, that's a mess over there, I'll tell you. And I guess the Russian people are trying to get out, and he's going to declare martial law now. I think that guy's got a head problem.
I think a lot of the world leaders got a head problem right now.
Amen to that. Well, they ought to put us in charge of that, Patrick.
Nobody would like what I have to say.
That makes two of us. Shoot. Boy, there's a beautiful Audi Q5. It looks like it's in British Racing Green. Man, that's a pretty car. But that's a little out of my pay grade.
Well, Tom, I am pulling in the driveway, so I'm going to say 7-3 to you and Miss Bernice. Y'all be careful on your trip down there, and I hope everything goes good with your daughter. And be careful, KO4 ATX, and I'll be clear on your 5-3.
Well, thank you, Patrick. It should only be about another 10 or 15 minutes, and we'll be there. It's not all that far for us, thankfully. In a motorcycle on in front of me on a Harley, and it's a girl. The good sense, she's got a helmet and some good protective gear on. Out here, you better have. 73's Patrick. Talk to you later. This is N0TR Clear.